Christmas Day, 1922. I have been thinking a great deal about what you say of writing novels. One must renounce, you say. I can do better than write novels, you say. I don't altogether understand. I don't see how to write a book without people in it. Perhaps you mean that one ought not to attempt a view of life. One ought to limit oneself to one's own sensations. At a quartet, for instance, one ought to be lyrical, descriptive, but not set people in motion and attempt to enter them and give them impact and volume. Ah, but I am doomed. As a matter of fact, I think we all are. It is not possible now, and never will be, to say, I renounce. Nor would it be a good thing for literature, were it possible. This generation must break its neck in order that the next may have smooth going. For I agree with you that nothing is going to be achieved by us. Fragments, paragraphs, a page, perhaps. But no more. To you, something more complete may be vouchsafed. If so, it will be partly because I and some others have made our attempts first. I have wandered from the point. Never mind. I am only scribbling, more to amuse myself than you, who may never read or understand. For I am doubtful whether people the best disposed towards each other are capable of more than an intermittent signal as they forge past, a sentimental metaphor leading obviously to ships, and night and storm and reefs and rocks, and the obscured, uncompassionate moon. I wish I had your letter, for I could then go ahead without so many jerks. You said you were very wretched, didn't you? You described your liver rotting, and how you read all night about the early fathers and then walked and saw the dawn, but were wretched and tore up all you wrote and felt you could never, never write, and compared this state of yours with mine, which you imagined to be secure, rooted, benevolent, industrious. You did not say dull, but somehow unattainable, and I dare say unreal. But you must reflect that I am 40. Further, every 10 years, at 20, again at 30, such agony of different sorts possessed me, that not content with rambling and reading, I did most emphatically attempt to end it all, and should have been often thankful if by stepping on one flagstone rather than another, I could have been annihilated where I stood. I say this partly in vanity, that you may not think me insipid, partly as a token, one of those flying signals out of the night and so on. That so we live. All of us who feel and reflect with recurring cataclysms of horror, starting up in the night in agony. Every 10 years brings, I suppose, one of those private orientations which match the vast one, which is, to my mind, general now in the race. I mean, life has to be sloughed, has to be faced, to be rejected, then accepted on new terms with rapture, and so on, till you are 40. And the problem is how to grasp it tighter and tighter to you. So quick it seems to slip, and so infinitely desirable it is.